And we welcome to the studio Minister David Mania, Minister of Finance and Economic Opportunities. Minister, we know times are tough and South Africa face many challenges. Is the budget you tabled geared to steer the Western Cape in the right direction? And how do you plan to address the challenges that impact the Western Cape?
Well, yes, times are tough, but we have worked hard to ensure that in our budget for you, we are putting your needs, your choices, and your dreams at the heart of everything we do so that we can build a safe Western Cape where everyone prospers. And we are moving in the right direction. Our budget for you will fund new strategic priorities, protect our frontline services, especially education, health, and social development, maintain spending on existing and new infrastructure assets, prepare for a cleaner, greener energy future, and of course, prepare for future risks that may negatively impact on the economy in the Western Cape.
What is the Western Cape government's vision specifically for this province?
Well, ultimately, we have anchored our vision in our people. Our people's needs, our people's choices, our people's dreams are at the heart of everything we do. And so our vision is anchored in a safe Western Cape where everyone prospers.
You have tabled a 224 billion rand budget for the province in the Western Cape legislature recently. How will this budget support the vision for the province?
Well, we've identified five vision-inspired priorities and aligned our budget allocations to fund projects that support those strategic priorities so that we can, in fact, deliver on our vision, which, of course, is a safe Western Cape where everyone prospers. Our priorities include creating safe and cohesive communities, economic growth and job creation, empowering people, providing mobility and spatial transformation, and then ensuring that we have innovation in the government in the Western Cape.
How does these priorities translate into services that benefit residents of the province?
Well, at the end of the day, when people feel unsafe, it affects every area of their lives. It prevents people, for example, from enjoying public spaces, from traveling safely to work, and it discourages businesses from growing and investing and creating jobs in the Western Cape. That is why our priority is to focus on improving law enforcement and addressing the root causes of crime in the Western Cape. We will create safe and cohesive communities by investing 10.7 billion rand over the next 3 years into law enforcement and dealing with the root causes of crime. We want to make the Western Cape a place where businesses want to invest. This means that we must have excellent infrastructure, skilled workers, and companies that can compete with the best in the world. With this in place, more and more people in the province will have jobs. So we will create an enabling environment for the private sector and the markets to drive economic growth and job creation in the Western Cape. That is why we will be investing 25.78 billion rand on growth and jobs over the next 3 years, which includes spending 103 million rand on establishing an ease of doing business unit, which will focus on eliminating obstacles to economic growth in the Western Cape. We see a Western Cape where families are strong, where our youth have skills and knowledge, and the character to succeed in the 21st century world of technology and computers. And we want our people to have excellent health services in the Western Cape. So we will empower people by creating opportunities and by spending 169 billion rand over the next three financial years, which includes spending 79 billion rand on quality education in the Western Cape. We also want to see a Western Cape where our people use safe and affordable public transport and live in neighborhoods that are inclusive and close to economic and social opportunities. That is why we are investing 12 billion rand over the next 3 years in mobility and spatial transformation, which includes spending 7 billion rand on providing housing in the Western Cape. As the provincial government, we are constantly looking for ways to improve our services to you. That is why we will be investing 7.3 billion rand over the next 3 years in innovation in the Western Cape government. We trust that our budget for you will give you, all of you, hope for your future in the Western Cape.
Minister David Mania, it is clear that there are decisive plans in place to ensure that budget expenditure ensures that the Western Cape remains a safe place where everybody can prosper. We thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.